This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 24th, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. The Columbia aircraft cliffhanger dragged on through the weekend. ANN has learned the Malaysian majority owners of Columbia have rejected a buyout offer from a team of potential purchasers led by aerospace entrepreneur Granger Whitelaw, best known as CEO of the Rocket Racing League. On Friday, Whitelaw confirmed to ANN his intent to, quote, save Columbia from bankruptcy, operate the company where it stands in Bend with the current workforce intact, and make this company the best in general aviation, unquote. Sources involved in the negotiations tell ANN that Columbia's board elected instead to accept an offer which came with a late Friday deadline from another bidder. And so, Columbia's customers, employees in Bend, Oregon, and anyone who depends on the local economy there are waiting for more news. ANN confirmed last week that Textron, Cessna's parent company, is one of the interested parties for Columbia's assets, but it's not known whether Textron was the winning bidder. The Senate Finance Committee has approved tax authorization for the American Infrastructure and Investment Act. That's legislation designed to provide additional funding to modernize the nation's aviation system. The National Business Aviation Association tells ANN the legislation was approved by the Finance Committee Friday morning as part of Congress's multi-year funding process for the FAA, including an increase in general aviation fuel taxes. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland praised committee members, quote, "We agree with the committee that everyone should support the next-gen effort and that the best way for general aviation to contribute is by paying at the pump," unquote. The pilot of a Beech 18 was hospitalized in critical condition following a hairy emergency landing Friday along I-95 in Florida. The Orlando Sentinel reports 34-year-old Robert Robertson departed Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport about 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time when his plane lost power and he was unable to maintain altitude. The aircraft clipped a Florida Department of Transportation storage building before coming down in the southbound lanes of I-95, north of the Fort Lauderdale Commercial Boulevard exit. The aircraft came to rest on its side on a grass embankment. Robertson is a pilot for charter operator Monarch Air Group and was reportedly heading to the Bahamas with a load of clothes and shoes. Monarch owner Paul Slavin credited Robertson with handling the situation skillfully, avoiding injuries on the ground. Robertson, though, suffered injuries to his legs, arms, and head, according to the Fort Lauderdale police. He's expected to recover. A U.S. Air Force review has concluded that a June 2007 training accident that claimed the life of the pilot of an Oregon Air National Guard F-15 Eagle fighter jet was caused by spatial disorientation. As ANN reported, the aircraft from the 142nd Fighter Wing at Portland Air Base was participating in a training mission when the aircraft went down in the Pacific Ocean off the Oregon coast. The F-15 was one of the 8 Eagles and F-18 Hornets participating in the exercise. The Associated Press quotes military officials as saying 34-year-old Major Gregory Dean Young died on impact about 40 miles west of Cannon Beach. Young was an experienced pilot with more than 2,300 flight hours, including over 750 in the F-15. None of the pilot's communications indicated any signs of distress. The AP adds, one of the mission pilots said he watched as Young, who was conscious and looking up, made a controlled descent into the ocean. The report concludes the pilot, quote, was clearly unaware of his position and impacted the water, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Congress moves to raise the retirement age for airline pilots. A pilot is dead after his Navion comes down in a restaurant parking lot. And the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter finds reports of water may have been premature. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about the need to commit emergency checklists and departure and arrival procedures to memory. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have lots of coverage for you from the NBAA convention in Atlanta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.